Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
A bicycle needs a bell to warn others on the road because it's so quiet. And as it turns out, electric cars and some hybrids might need something similar. Now, a bell for a car seems, well, undignified, and a constant horn is annoying, so that's where Nick Zakharoff comes in. He set up a computer at a green technology expo during the climate talks here in Copenhagen to poll people about what should be the sounds of the car of the future. I asked Nick why electric cars need a special noise.
Well, the main issue is that under 25 kilometers an hour, they're essentially silent vehicles to pedestrians and cyclists. And actually, there's a larger instance of accidents with hybrid cars at low speeds than with normal combustion engine, because we expect a car to make a sound. So now we're considering, and we've been trying to raise the issue and the debate about what should an electric vehicle sound like in the future. And we've set up a listening test with some different types of sounds to actually gauge consumer opinion about how an electric car should sound and what we should be designing for.
All right, well, can you show me what you're working on?
Yeah, sure. Well, what we have here is we have a number of sounds which have been designed by sound designers. I'll go through some of the, let's say, more irritating or alarming sounds.
Okay, let's start here with, this is your lowest rated sound, it looks like, on
yes.
your chart. You call it emission-free. Can
Indeed.
I take a listen?
Yep.
Kind of sounds like another planet.
Yeah, exactly. We might not want our cities populated with this sound. Okay.
Sounds like a submarine.
Exactly.
So now you're going to take us to a few better things.
I think we'll try and do that. A bit more subtle. These are things we may have seen in some movies with futuristic cars.
Well. I think I like this a little bit more than the others that I've heard so far.
I wouldn't disagree with you. and as we see, this is starting to get moderately reasonable scores. And also we have to look at the context that will be used in. So a sound like that will be used outdoors where there is wind. So a sound like that might be very subtle, but it's not going to be very audible.
Well, look, Nick, you know, I can say this to you confidentially. One of the problems with an electric car is it has this image of, you know, kind of a neutered, nerdy, no kind of fun thing. And in America, at least, you know, we've been advertised to that it's not just your car, it's your freedom.
Yeah, okay, we do see that that is the sort of image that the vehicles have mostly today, but we also see that there are some sports electric vehicles being developed, and these are actually very futuristic, very powerful, very, in a way, I might say macho. They're giving us a strong and powerful message through their sound.
Well, now that is rather loud tire noise or something.
Basically, yes. There is a rhythmic pattern there, but it is very subtle. The next one has, which is the most preferred one overall, and this study has been done with 270 people, but yesterday when we actually looked at the data, we have about 500 ratings now from the website. Pattern is something that we will pick up on very well. The brain is very skilled at finding patterns in sound.
Why not just make it sound like a car?
Yeah, that is one of the options. We can also think that, is that the message that an electric car wants to give? To pretend to be a combustion engine vehicle? Or could we have something a bit more high-tech that gives actually a very positive feeling and a positive meaning, as well as adding the safety value?
Exceeding the speed limit.
And there is a big debate, should they be silent or not? We believe that form and function are important, and the sound is an important safety matter.
So silence is golden, but...
Silence is golden, but so is safety.
Nick Zakharoff is with Sense Lab, developing a sound for the electric car. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
To vote on your favorite electric car sound, or even suggest one, go to our website, loe.org. Change has been the watchword here at the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen. Climate change, of course. Change in the way we generate and use energy. Change in the way nations develop. But amid all this change, we found one thing in Copenhagen that started in the 1600s and has remained constant over the centuries: the changing of the Royal Danish Guard. Precisely at noon, 7 days a week, no matter what the weather, the Danish Royal Guard marches from barracks to palace. Some things never change. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Kriskandaraja, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins, Annie Glosser, Marilyn Gavoni, Sammy Souza, and Jennifer Stevens. Our interns are Quincy Campbell and Nirja Perret. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. From Copenhagen, Denmark, I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners: the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.